Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. Today, I want to share with you how you can protect your peace. Now, I'm going to use a proverb that outlines a situation I'm sure each of us have gone through at one point or another. And I'm going to use this proverb to discuss why it is important that we protect our peace and we know how to protect our peace. So here it goes. Rock stone a river bottom, no feel sun hot. Rock stone a river bottom, no feel sun hot. The translation is, a stone at the bottom of the river never feels the heat of the sun. A stone at the bottom of the river never feels the heat of the sun. And the explanation is, those in easy circumstances do not realize the hardship of others. Those in easy circumstances do not realize the hardship of others. Now, if you take a moment to pause and to reflect, I'm certain you'll be able to find at least one moment in your entire experience where you were going through a particular hardship and a friend, a loved one, a colleague was totally oblivious to the hardship that you were experiencing. And whether it was because you were keeping it very personal and private, or they lack the emotional intelligence and capability to be the kind of support system that you needed at that moment. Whatever the circumstance, it is important that you know how to protect your peace, whether or not you're going through a difficult time or you're experiencing a particular hardship. So I'm going to share with you 5 ways you can protect your peace. And if you want to use all 5 tips, by all means, go for it. If there's one particular tip that you really need to prioritize, then I encourage you to make that assessment and prioritize that one area in your life where you need to know how to protect your peace some more. So the first one I'm going to share with you is take care of yourself. And I mean your mind, your body, and your soul. It's been an unusual 16 months, to say the least. Most of us are working from home. There are others who have lost jobs, found new jobs, still looking. Those of us with businesses have learned how to pivot. And there are others who, in spite of it all, are doing more than just surviving. They're actually thriving. Whatever your situation, it is important that you prioritize yourself and you take care of yourself. It is impossible for you to dwell on earth and partake of this human experience without a physical body. So the body that you occupy, you need to know how to take care of it. And by take care of it, I mean treat it with such regard, nourish it, make it a priority so it can continue to work for you as long as you are on this earth. And that means a healthy diet, eating food that provides the nutrients to your body, food that has nutritional value. You're feeding your body, you're not feeding parasites within your body. You have made a commitment to yourself to be active. Now you know your schedule. So whether you can work out 3 times a week, 4 times a week, once a week, ideally it really should be more than once a week, but make a commitment to move your body, whether it is through dance, whether it is a walk, especially a power walk, whether it is to go for a light run or jog, whether it is to find any kind of exercise video. There is YouTube University and there are tons of workout videos on YouTube University. So there really is no excuse when it comes to moving your body, getting sufficient rest. Now there are different thought leaders who will share different ideas about the ideal number of hours that the body needs to rest, to heal and repair itself. Some say it's 6, some say 7, some say 8. At this point in your life, you should know how you feel when you get 6, 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep. If you don't know, then I encourage you for the next 2 to 3 weeks, monitor how you feel when you get different hours of sleep. Do you feel more rested when you get 7 hours? Do you feel like a brand new person when you get 8 hours of sleep? Are you barely functioning on 6 hours of sleep? Are there supplements available that you can incorporate into your routine that can help to give you a deeper, better quality of sleep? There is, and I'll leave it in the show notes. So that's the body, the basics, your mind. How do you take care of your mind? You feed it the same way you feed your body. Are you feeding it with positive affirmations? Are you feeding it with good content, uplifting, edifying content? Do you have a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, a close friend that you can go to express yourself without fear of judgment and to work through the things that are on your mind? Do you know how to process your thoughts? Can you just observe them with no judgment? How are you taking care of your mind? What about your emotional state? How are you developing your emotional intelligence? Are you aware there is such a thing? Can you accurately identify and label the emotions you feel at any given moment? Can you express them to someone else? Do you know when you're internalizing something or when you're projecting? Those are some very important questions that you need to spend the time asking yourself and trying to uncover the answers. How about your soul? What are you doing to take care of your soul? Now, for the religious among us, they'll talk about your connection to God, your relationship, heaven or hell. But what are you doing to feed your soul, to nourish your soul? Are you giving back? Are you trying to uncover your life's purpose? Are you trying to identify why you are here and what it is you're meant to do? Are you trying to find a calling that is higher than your career? Are you trying to do the things that make you feel good at your core, that make you feel like life is really worth living? So I hope, as I've asked you those questions, that you really take the time to pause, to reflect, and in that stillness, seek the answers. Because that is one sure way you can protect your peace. When you are okay, when you are thriving, healthy mind, healthy body, connected soul, it is easier for you to protect your peace because your understanding of the world becomes that much deeper and you understand that the things around you don't have to affect you unless you let it. But if you're tired, if you're stressed and your spirit feels broken and you can't find that higher purpose, then everything around you becomes a problem. So the first tip I want to leave with you is take care of yourself. The second tip I want to share is pay attention to where you pay attention. And I'll say that one again. Pay attention to where you pay attention. Now, many a thought leader have expressed some variants of this sentiment that energy goes where energy flows. And it is important that you pay attention to where you give your energy and pay attention to the things that you pay attention to. How do you feel after watching the news? Do you feel hopeful or do you feel stressed? If you're someone who likes to read the paper, how do you feel after reading the news section, business section, even the sports section? How do you feel after particular conversations? How do you feel after watching certain shows? How do you feel when you find yourself getting caught up in the latest celebrity scandal or family drama or work drama? I ask those questions because it is very important that you recognize that whatever and wherever you put your attention to, that thing, that issue, that situation becomes amplified. So let's say you have a work colleague and for whatever reason, your personalities clash. And that's normal because we're all different, right? We're all unique. So it's bound to happen from time to time. But what if you spend so much time focusing on the things that rub you the wrong way when it comes to that colleague? That's all you will see. That will be the sum total of your experience with that person, because that is where you pay your attention to. And because you have that personality clash, because there are things about that person that just rubs you the wrong way, work becomes unbearable. Work becomes a toxic environment, even if you're working remotely. And with this new normal of working from home, we're working longer hours. So it means that you're exposed to this situation for longer. You are in this environment longer, and all you're doing is perpetuating that cycle. And the sad thing is, there are other things about work that are going well, but you won't notice them because that's not where your attention is. And if you're not careful, the quality of your own work can and may begin to suffer. Take that principle and apply it to any area of your life. What are you paying attention to? What are you focusing on? Is it something positive or is it something negative? And you can tell by the quality of the results you're achieving. And you can also tell by how you feel. That's the first indicator of what you're paying attention to, how you feel. So my encouragement to you, my beautiful souls, is as you navigate this thing called life, as you navigate your relationships, be them personal, professional, pay attention to the things that you give your energy to. Because that is one sure way you can give up your peace or protect your peace. The conversations, your content, whatever peace means to you, it's important that you recognize that if you don't guard it, then you're doing yourself a great disservice. And energy is so powerful. Everything on this planet is ruled by energy, whether or not you are aware of it or choose to believe it. So if you're already doing this, then hats off to you. Keep paying attention to where you put your energy and who you give your energy to. And if this is completely new to you, then I encourage you over the next few days to really put yourself in the driver's seat of your life and pay attention to the things you pay attention to and watch how you respond to the things that you pay attention to or give your energy to. And that will tell you areas that need work. The third tip I want to leave with you is establish healthy boundaries. I have a whole episode that talks about healthy boundaries. And if you haven't already listened to that episode, I'm going to encourage you to pause this one and go listen to that episode. And that episode is season 2, episode 3. Boundaries are important. And I won't begin to rehash what they are and why they're important. Season 2, episode 3 takes care of all of that. I just want to remind you that in order to protect your peace, you must have healthy boundaries. There must be a line in the sand where you will absolutely not go. You need boundaries for your relationships, for family, for work, especially for work. We're working longer hours. We're working from home. There are some of our colleagues, superiors, who forget that there is this little thing called work-life balance. And there are some of us who are still striving to maintain work-life balance. Given the circumstances, don't be afraid to establish healthy boundaries because they're meant to protect you. And you'll know that your boundaries are being ignored, violated, crossed because of how you feel. That's the first signal. And I talk about how you feel a lot because there are some of us that have been taught to ignore how we feel, to question how we feel. And the body was designed to give signals to alert you to pay attention to what is going on. Some of us call it gut feeling, others call it instinct, others call it a knowing. Whatever label you want to put on it, it still exists and it's still very important. If you have friends or colleagues or people in your life who love to dump on you, you are the first person they will call in a time of crisis because you are that friend. It sounds good and it sounds amazing and you're an awesome person for being so available. But don't always be so available, because if you're not careful, your accessibility will be taken for granted. And it is very easy for people to forget that you too will have your own things going on because you've made yourself so available to them. Just like that person in the proverb I shared, they have easier circumstances, so they can't relate to the hardships that others go through. So you may wear your hardship well. And because of that, people don't recognize that you too need a moment. So for those of us who can relate, I encourage you, set your boundaries and do not apologize for them, because it is not fair to you to take on that emotional load, especially if you're in a position where it cannot be reciprocated. And for those of us who like to dump on our friends and our family and our colleagues, stop it. Yes, there will be times when you will need to share and to express and to vent, but exercise a little emotional common sense and wisdom. And for every problem you have, try and solve it on your own before picking up the phone. If you need to take a step back and revisit the problem, then do it. But don't be so quick and don't be so willing to always dump on other people. Stop it. And for those of us who are afraid to say no, do you have a mirror in your bathroom? Go and stand in front of that mirror and practice saying no. It may feel weird, foolish, silly. That's okay. I guarantee you feeling silly is better than feeling low and tired and emotionally exhausted. So choose. Do you want to feel silly because you are learning to say no? Or do you want to feel completely taxed, done out, finished, nothing left in the tank? Choose. And remember, no is a full sentence. The fourth tip I want to leave with you is be grateful. How does gratitude tie into peace? How on earth can we feel grateful with all the things that are going on around us? The same day we were celebrating a murderer finally getting what was coming to him by way of justice, we had to mourn the loss of a child that was shot 4 times. How can we feel grateful when we have to bear witness to conversations like, why did she have a knife? Why was she outside? How about why did the officer think it was necessary for her to get shot? Not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 times. Center of mass. There are some of us that know the significance of center of mass. She wasn't shot to be slowed down. There was intention there. How do you feel grateful when you hear statements like, it was an accident, she thought she was reaching for the taser? Really? Really? So training be damned. Giving commands don't work anymore. Using non-lethal ways to gain compliance don't work anymore. The first thing we think to do is to reach for a taser and then mistake said taser for a gun. How do you feel grateful when those are the things that we hear almost daily? That's a question I struggle with. You feel grateful because in spite of all of that hate and lack of humanity, there are other evidences that point to humanity, kindness, compassion. There are still enough reasons for us to be grateful. If you start with just yourself, you're alive, you're above ground. And as I love to say, any day you're still above ground is a good day. So start there. Do you have good vision? Your eyes working? Even if you're wearing glasses, can you see? Can you hear? Are you breathing unassisted? Can you speak? And if you can't speak, do you know how to sign? Can you communicate? Do you have all your mental faculties with you? Are you able-bodied? And if you're not, can you still move around? Do you still have some kind of independence? Do you have relationships? Good, healthy relationships. Do you have a shelter? Do you have access to clean water, clean air? Are you eating? Do you have food? Do you have a job? Do you live in a reasonably safe place? Or are you living in a refugee camp? You see, every time you make an effort to look at your life and to itemize the things that you have, and I'm not talking the material necessarily, if you're sincere and honest enough, you find reasons to be grateful. Because for the things you have, there's somebody else who lacks. So you can walk, there's somebody who have lost their limbs. You own a car, it's not a nice car, but you own a car. There's somebody who has to walk to work or take public transportation. Your refrigerator is full of food. There's somebody whose refrigerator, cupboards, house, empty. You have good relationships with your friends and family and colleagues. There's somebody else who is estranged from their family. Doesn't always get along with friends. Work? So you can be grateful if you choose to be. And I encourage you to choose to be grateful. Because in giving thanks for who you are, for the relationships you have, for the things you have, for the blessings, the abundance that you experience in your life, that's one sure way to protect your peace. Because you're paying attention to what matters. And you're not allowing yourself to be distracted by what's going on around you. You're not allowing yourself to lose hope. But you're maintaining hope, and in doing so, you can protect your peace. The fifth and final tip that I want to share with you, my beautiful souls, is be intentional. I have an episode that talks about being intentional with your words. But I'm not just talking about being intentional with your words. I'm talking about being intentional. Full stop. What does that look like? Well, to be intentional, you pay attention to the things you think about, the things you say, the things you do. We're governed by our thoughts. There is a saying that goes like this. We are what we eat. I put it to you, we are what we think. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking good thoughts? Not so good thoughts? Are you always worrying? Are you concerned by what is going on in this world? Be intentional with the things you think about. And that can range from affirmations to just focusing on the good things that are going on in your life. And I'm not preaching toxic positivity. I'm talking about you being conscious, you being in the driver's seat of your life. You're not just going with the flow, but you are aware that you are in charge and you are in control of your life. And if you're not, then you need to take control. And you start by paying attention to your thoughts at the conscious and subconscious level. And I put it to you, the subconscious level is where the work begins. That's probably what needs the most work, because there are some things that are buried there so deep that impact and inform who you are and how you navigate this world. So spend some time alone. That might sound scary for some of us. For the rest of us, there is no greater thing, because it is within those moments that we really get to peel back the layers of who we are. And from an observer perspective, look at where we are now, where we've come from, and why we're in this position. What choices we've made, what thoughts impacted those choices and decisions, what needs to be unlearned, what we need to abandon, full stop. What do we need to embrace to become the person that we want to become? Or to finally be the person that we are intended to be, we were created to be. So your thoughts, that's the first thing. Your speech. Words are powerful. If you had any kind of religious upbringing, you would hear and you'd have been taught that the world as we know it was created just by speaking. God said, let there be, and there was. And if you are honest enough and you pause and reflect, you can find enough examples in your own life of where you spoke things and they came to be. Easy example. Today is gonna be a hard day. Well, was it? Was it a hard day? I put it to you, it was. Your words are powerful. You create your life based on the things you say. And some of us operate in an ignorance of this. And we're so reckless, so careless. It's like you've given a child a loaded weapon, the safety off. Oof. So be mindful of the things you say and the energy you put behind the things you say. Because your words have tremendous power. The good book says there is the power of life and death in the tongue. Oprah said it. Maya Angelou said it. Buddha said it. I'll talk about all of them in an episode I dedicated to intentional speech. And again, if you have not listened to that episode, I encourage you to pause this one and go listen to that one. That was episode 4, one of the earlier episodes, intentional speech. And the things you do. Are you a go with the flow person? And there's nothing wrong with going with the flow, you know, as long as you're choosing to go with the flow and you're not just like a feather in the wind. So if your friends say, let's go there, are you just gonna go there because they say, let's go there because you also want to go there? When you finish work and you plop yourself in the couch, is it because you really want to sit there and rest, or is it because you're operating in default mode? And because of muscle memory, the body just knows when you're done with work, plop yourself in the couch. There's some of us that might have been spending the whole day in the couch working. That's another conversation. But is your brain disengaged, and are you just working and operating from muscle memory? Are you like a Sims character that's just being plucked and moved around at will? Or are you conscious? Are you the one actively making the decisions to do this and this and this? Are you the one that's creating your life? Are you the co-creator of your life? Or is somebody else doing it for you? Now, I encourage you to take a moment, ask yourself those questions, and listen for the answer. Because it's one thing to ask the questions, you know, and it's another thing entirely to have to sit and wait for those answers. Peace is so important. It governs how you look at this world, how you show up in this world, the kind of experiences you partake in. So my encouragement to you, in my beautiful, beautiful souls, is to take some time and figure out, if you have not already done so, what peace means to you, what it looks like, what it feels like, and how you can protect it. I've shared with you 5 ways you can do so. 1, take care of yourself, your mind, your body, your soul. 2, pay attention to where you pay attention to, because energy goes where energy flows. 3, establish healthy boundaries. Do not be afraid to draw that line in the sand, and learn to say no, and be reminded that no is a full sentence. 4, be grateful. You only have to look to find things to be grateful for. So look. 5, be intentional with your thoughts, your words, your actions. This was a long one, and it's been a little while. So I had much to say, and I really wanted to talk about protecting our peace, because it's been a recurring theme for the last couple weeks, especially because of what is going on in this world. It is becoming increasingly important that we know how to protect our peace, especially as Black people, as people of color. It is becoming increasingly important that we recognize that having that peace is important, and as such, we need to guard it. Fiercely guard it, because there are others whose sole mission is to destroy it. The content you consume, whether it is the news, the TV shows, are you exposing yourself to trauma? Are you reliving those moments daily? I encourage you to become selfish where your peace is concerned. Guard it, guard it, guard your peace. I know there is a need to be in the know, to have a finger on the pulse of what is going on, but should it be at the cost of your peace? Every time you watch that video, every time you participate in another conversation, you are only prolonging the trauma, and you may only think that it is affecting you emotionally because you feel sad, frustrated, hurt, angry. But I put it to you that you're also being affected in other ways, physically. You may have trouble sleeping, and with what is going on, you could easily put that off onto something else. Your diet and your appetite may be affected. And again, there may be enough excuses why that is so. But I put it to you on an energetical and cellular level, you could be affected. And these are the things we don't always talk about, but I'm here to talk about it today. Limit your exposure to traumatizing content. There is a reason I don't like horror. My friends know this. I like and love every other genre of movies except horror. Why would I want to scare myself for entertainment? And black trauma has become entertaining. Just look in the history books. Massive gatherings for public lynching. So our pain has been entertainment for years. Our trauma has been amusing to others for years. And if you want to be a party to it, then that is your business. But for those of us who recognize that if we want to flourish in this world, if we want to be that flower that grows out of the concrete ground, then we have to protect our peace. And we're going to implement all five or pay attention to just one area because it is important to us individually and collectively as a community that we know how to protect our peace. So my beautiful souls, thank you so much for listening. It was my absolute pleasure sharing with you this week. I hope I've sparked good conversation with this episode, and the conversation will first start internally. I hope I've given you lots to think about, lots to ponder on, lots to reflect on, and lots to implement, because your peace is so important. It is your right. It is your birthright. So don't give it up so easily. Don't sacrifice your peace because you want to be seen as nice. I said to hell with nice. Don't be nice, be kind. And be kind to yourself first and foremost. Because if you can't be kind to yourself, how on earth are you going to be kind to others? If you liked this episode, share it with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your colleagues, your superiors. I'm certain there is something in this episode that we could all benefit from. And for those of us who don't know, there is a YouTube channel. So if you have friends who prefer visual content, then I encourage you to send them to YouTube. It's the Perspective Matters podcast. So they'll be able to watch a video for this episode. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for the positive feedback. Thank you to all my listeners from across the globe. It's been a while since I've given a shout out, and I really want to express my gratitude for the support that I'm getting. It really is a good feeling to know that you find value in the things that I share each week. So to my faithful listeners in Canada, Jamaica, USA, Nigeria, my people, Spain, Ireland, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, Belgium, Rwanda, South Africa, Singapore, Italy, Sweden, India, Philippines, Hungary. Thank you so much for showing up each week and for being faithful supporters of this content that I create. It means a lot to me. So thank you for your support. Keep supporting as I'll keep producing. This is a really long one. Was not my intention per se, but there's lots to talk about when it comes to protecting your peace because it's so important. So thanks for sticking with me for this episode. And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you later. Bye.